Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading, silapha ku 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 18. Sifundeka kanje, all scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Simbongu nkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Manje, this very verse talks about being thoroughly equipped for the good works. Sibona ukuthi lana unkulunkulu is very much concerned about each one's work, that we need to be equipped ukuze ngelanga le judgment day akekho ozothi azange ngazi ukuthi kufanele ngenze, azange ngazi ukuthi umsebenzi wami yini. Njengoba sibona izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha ku 1 Corinthians 3 ku verse 13 wakhona, it is tshela ukuthi our work will be shown for what it is on the day of judgment. It will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. Manje yonke imisebenzi yethu esiyenzayo namhlanje, izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi yodlula emlilweni. Yiko lokhu manje uNkulunkulu efuna ukuthi manje sitrainwe thoroughly ukuze manje uma senza umsebenzi uNkulunkulu asibizele wona, sikwazi ukuthi siwenze ngendlela efanelekile. Siyathola nalapha izwi kaNkulunkulu lapha kubashumayeli chapter 12 ku verse 14 uma likhuluma ngendaba ye judgment day. U 12 verse 14 wakhona lithi, for God will bring every deed into judgment. Manje those every deed imisebenzi esiyenzile, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. So manje imisebenzi emihle esiyenzile nayo izodlula ku judgment, nemisebenzi emibi eyenziwe nayo izodlula kwi-judgment. Akusumsebenzi omubi kuphela ozojajwa, but nemisebenzi emihle izojajwa. Manje mayijajwa le misebenzi, liyasitshela leli lizwi ukuthi iyodlula emlilweni, ukuthi kubonakale each and everyone ukuthi usebenze kanjani. Manje every one of us, when we were born, were not born only to fill the space and breathe the air emoyeni. But uNkulunkulu, when we were born, he had a purpose ngomunye nomunye wethu, and he had an assignment of each and every one of us. And uNkulunkulu has given us the different assignment ahlukile. But many times, sifuna ukuba ngama copycat, sikope abanye abantu ukuthi benzani, and wenza into uNkulunkulu angashongo ukuthi uyenze, ngoba uya computer nozibanibani. But u-avoid umsebenzi uNkulunkulu akubizele wona. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi kaNkulunkulu uma likhuluma ngomsebenzi o-different. For instance, uma sibheka uRomans chapter 12 sizomfunda from verse 3 ukuya ku-8 lithi leli lizwi, for by the grace given me I say every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Uma ekusho lokho umpostoli uPauli ebezama ukuthi akufanelanga ukuthi sibe ne-high self-esteem, ngoba kukhona abantu abane-high self-esteem and i-grace kaNkulunkulu ingamnikezanga the measure yokuthi enze leyo nto. Ngoba umpostoli uPaul makathi, for by the grace given me I say every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Akufanelanga ube ne-high self-esteem, and in fact awufanelanga futhi ube ne-low self-esteem. Kufanele ukuthi umuntu abe balanced nge-grace uNkulunkulu amnikeze yona. Let me explain this. Say sikhulume nge-grace to be saved, but kukhona i-grace uNkulunkulu asinikeza. We grow in grace according to the word of God. We don't only remain kwi-grace yokusindiswa, but we grow in grace. And manje mas usenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu usinikeza i-grace, and that grace is like an ability yokuyenza lento. Manje lana uNkulunkulu makenikeza i-grace yokuyenza lonto, omunye nomunye kune-measure yento unkulunkulu ye grace unkulunkulu amnikeza yona. There are people abane grace enkulu kuneyakho. There are people abane grace encane kuneyakho. That is why even in the Old Testament besithola ukuthi ekuba prophethi, there's a minor prophet and the major prophet. But unkulunkulu abasebenze together, but i grace unkulunkulu abaphe yona ukwenza lokho ibingalingani futhi bebabizele izinto ezihlukene. Manje yiloko umpostoli uPauli lana ezama ukuchaza ukuthi do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. Athi make khuluma at in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. The measure of faith God has given you. If faith yabantu ayilingani, but we grow njenge grace as it grows. Ne faith iya grower. Ngoba uJesu Kristo wakhuluma ukuthi even if your faith is small as a mustard seed, but the very faith can move the mountain. Manje kukhona nalapho uJesu wayeke wakhuluma ngendaba yefaith lapha kuMatthew 18 ekhuluma kubantwana kumapostoli athi woe to you who have little faith. Kuthi ifaith sometimes ingabancane njengalo wakhuleka kuJesu wathi anginayo ifaith ngicela ungiphe. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje izwi kaNkulunkulu lana likhuluma ke uma siqhubeka lithi in accordance with a measure of faith God has given you. Manje lithi kuverse 4, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many from one body, and each member belongs to all of others. And at the same time, siyabona ma function, uNkulunkulu asibizele wona. Awafani la mafunction. Omunye nomunye uNkulunkulu ufuna function ngendlela ethile and a function ekwindawo akuyo. Manje kuverse 6 ithi, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. Mawu prophesya ngeke ufane nomunye. Uthi umphostoli Pauli kufanele uyisebenzise in proportion ne faith yakho. But manje esikhathini esiningi esikwenzayo, we want to compete with others. Usebenze i faith, wenze into nge faith ongenayo. Manje lana uma eqhubeka uthi, if a man's gift is to prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. Ukukhona abantu ababizelwe ukuseva. Akusibonke abantu ababizelwe ukuseva. Sometimes nalabo ababizelwe ukuseva, into yakhona baye bangayithathi serious. Baye bayithathe ngathi into ephansi. Kanti uNkulunkulu uma ubheka nezwi lapha ku-Isaiah, wake wakhuluma nabantwana baka-Israyeli ebabuza ukuthi uma nginibize to serve, yinto eniyithatha kancane leyo. Uyazi ukuthi uma ubizwe to serve, siyathola ukuthi no-Elisha waseva u-Elijah for 13 years ukumthelela amanzi nje, emthelela amanzi nje for 13 years. But mina nawe, uma singabizelwa ukukwenza lokho, sizobona ngathi umsebenzi ophansi, sizobona ngathi simoshe isikhathi. But the very thing ayenza ngokuthi aseve Elijah ngokumnikeza amanzi, he is the person owathi ngelinye ilanga sike hambile u-Elijah, abantu lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu amanzi aleyo ndawo yaseJericho aye baba engaphuzeki. But the very person ngoba waseva ngamanzi wakwazi ukuthi akwazi ukuyofaka ukuyokhuluma nalamanzi, enze something kulamanzi eyenza ukuthi amanzi akwazi ukuthi aphuzeke, abantu bakwazi ukwasebenzisa amanzi. Manje kukhona into yokuthi uma uNkulunkulu akubeke kuleyo ndawo, athi uJesu Kristo, when you are faithful in the little, uNkulunkulu uyokwandisela lokho. But thina siseva kwindawo ithi ma singabi faithful kuyo, noma sibe faithful kuyo, sibone ngathi sidala siyenza lento. Kanti uNkulunkulu unenjongo ukuthi uma usuka la, kukhona la akuthathukisa khona. Bheka futhi uma sibheka indaba ka-Elisha yokuthi aseve nje u-Elijah for this 13 years amseve nje ngamanzi okumlethela amanzi nokunani nani. The very Elisha uma kunale mprofeti izembe lakhe elawele emanzini, he was able ukuthi akwazi ukulukhipha lelo zembe. Ngani? Ngoba lo muntu he dealt engamanzi, usevile lo muntu eseva ngamanzi for many years. Manje uNkulunkulu usibizele ukuthi siseve kwindawo kuyo seva. As you are serving ulenda okuyo, you don't know ukuthi uNkulunkulu make kususa lapho uzokusaphi. But sometimes sayisifikele ukukhathala, sayisifikele ukukhompyutha, sibone ngathi into engiyenzayo ngathi incane kunaloyana. I-faith uNkulunkulu akunikeze yona, and uNkulunkulu akafani nethuna. Ithuna ligijwa from phezulu, into zikaNkulunkulu ziqala phansi. UNkulunkulu uma ungobheka abantu abaye baseva abebe ama-70 ukuthi abantu abayama-70 bekuwe ngabantu ababaluleke kangakanani ebhayibhilini. Uma sibheka nje i-history yabantu abama-70, ngoba even uma ngenza i-example ngendaba kaSawuli, uSawuli make hamba eyofuna ethunywe ukuthi ayofuna amadonki kababakhe, lithi wayehamba ne-70, umuntu osevayo wayehamba ne-70, but it is the 70 ekwazile ukuthi itshele uSawuli ngomprofethi uSamuel ukuthi kunomprofethi kaNkulunkulu kule ndawo. USawuli never knew about it, but this servant owayeseva kubo Sawuli, yena he knew ukuthi kunomprofethi kule ndawo. If again singayibheka even nendaba kaNamani ukuthi the person owayeseva intombazana lapha yayiseva endlini kaNamani, she's the one owakhuluma ngomprofethi ukuthi kukhona umprofethi kithi kwa-Israyeli ongayisiza inceku engunamani kulele phere nayo. Manje esikhathini esiningi kukhona izinto esiyithathela phansi, kanti yilezo uJesu Kristu uma ezohamba wathatha ilithi zikaNkulunkulu, wathatha ithawule, and uJesu Kristu wageza iinyawo zabafundi bakhe wathi hambani yokwenza lokho. Jesus Christ meant go and serve others, go and serve, but manje sometimes asifuni ukuseva, instead sifuna ukuseva, especially thina bafundisi sometimes sifuna ukuseva siphathele la, we don't want to serve others. Size sayithatha sayenza lento namhlanje abafundisi abafuna ukuphuma to go and reach the soul. Namhlanje simele abantu beze kithi, and yet uNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu uthe siphume siye kubo, hayi bona beze kithi. Yithi ekufanele sibalande. Ngani? Ngoba we are the servants. Manje lana izwi kaNkulunkulu likhuluma ngokuseva ukuthi umuntu osevayo makaseve with a proportion ye faith uNkulunkulu amnikeze yona. Lapha kuverse 7 it if it is to serve, let him serve. Manje kufanele ukuthi siseve. In fact, we are all the servants. Ngoba laphayana kuPhilippians chapter 2, lithi we need to have an attitude uJesu Kristu wayenayo, ukuthi eyinkosi wazenza umuntu, eseyumuntu wazenza isebenzi, seke isebenzi wazenza a bond servant. Ngiyabona when we talk about a bond servant, we are talking as isebenzi esizenze zaba yisebenzi. Kusho ukuthi manje to ukuba yilo 70 iposition engathi iphezulu kune-born 70, yile uJesu Kristu azenza yona. In the Old Testament, when we talk about the born 70, it's when a person a server, maybe as a slave endaweni ethile, but I decide ukuthi after 7 years angifuni ukubuyela ekhaya. Uma isikhathi sokuthi babuyele ekhaya, yena udecide ukuthi I'm going to continue serving. Manje that thing wayephawulwa lo muntu loyo endlebeni ukuthi is a born 70. Lento uJesu Kristu wayeyiyo, he became a born 70, waba yisisebenzi seyisebenzi. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lisibizela ukuthi we must go and serve, if ever uNkulunkulu uthi ube umuntu osevayo. Manje lana lithi if it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. Manje, akusibonke abanye abantu abangafundisa. Some of the people siyazi bayavangela. Some of the people siyazi ukuthi benza izinto ezithile. But izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi if it is to teach, let him teach. Sometimes yazi ngeke ngifise ukuthi ngibe nevesi eliyi-1 engizovele ngigijime ngalo. But I'm not called ukuthi ngibe nevesi eliyi-1 engizogijima nalo. Ngithi nginikwa ivesi kufanele ukuthi ngithitshe, ngithitshe, ngifune namanye amavesi azohambelana nalento. Ngani? Ngoba kule ndlela uNkulunkulu asinika ngayo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sesikhuluma ngayo-ke indaba yokuthi our work will be shown for what it is, because on the day uNkulunkulu, that day uNkulunkulu makasijaja, it will bring it to light. And every one of us, when we were born, sazala with something, not only to fill the space but something to do. Manje njengoba leli lizwi sisaqhubeka silifunda lithi lona lapha ku Romans chapter 12 uma liqhubeka siya enzansi nalo lithi if it is encourage, let him encourage. Kunabantu nje abadalela ukuthi ba-encourage abanye abantu. Njengoba noBarnabas siyazi ukuthi was the man owayenanto encourager, wahamba o-encourage uPaul emsebenzini uNkulunkulu ambikizele wona. Kunabantu aba-encourageayo. But let me say to you this morning, if uNkulunkulu has called you to be a person o-encourageayo, you must also be a person who is able to rebuke. Ngoba kukhona abanye abantu abadinga ukuthi umencourage ngokuthi umrebuke. Ngoba uma ungamrebukanga angeke abe encourage entweni ayenzayo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi each and every one of us unes assignment uNkulunkulu amnikeze yona, and njengoba lana siyibona manje the thing is esiyaye siyenze ukuthi manje abantu babethi ngibiziwe uyaye acabangela ukuthi kufanele aye pulpit. Uma ngamanga pulpit kusho ukuthi akabizwanga. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ipulpiti ziningi la uNkulunkulu ayibekile. And uNkulunkulu uma useva sometimes angeke ubonakale. Ngani? Ngoba kufana ne-globe i-light le siyibonayo. Iintambo zakhona zingale rufini. Asikwazi ukuzibona. So sometimes wena ufana nale ntambo efihliwe. But you are giving the light. Uma ungekho wena ntambo ngale, awukwazi ukuthi light ilayite kahle. Manje kukhona abantu abafuna ukuba kulam light, babonakale, baziwe ukuthi manje mina ngubani. Sometimes uNkulunkulu akakubizelanga lonto, sometimes nama kangibizelanga lonto, but usibizele ukuthi if is to encourage, let us encourage. If it to serve, let us serve. Manje siyayifuna ukuseva lapho esizobona abantu, siyayifuna ukuseva lapho esizoshayela izandla sithi pat at the back. But yet uNkulunkulu uyakubona konke, ngoba kufana nezwi elithi uma usebenza, wherever usebenza khona, sebenza ngathi usebenzela iNkosi. Manje kuhle bangcwele lokho, lowo nginobufakazi babo engithanda ukunika i-testimony sesivala ukuthi ngikhumbula mangise Bible school many years ago, ngathola umsebenzi. Mangithola umsebenzi ukuthi at least ngikhona ukubhadala ama fees. But when kwafika isikhathi appraisal, I remember this man ethi kimi, I cannot give you appraisal, I'm not happy ngomsebenzi wakho. Uyazi ukuthi ngenzani? Ngaya kuNkulunkulu ngathi uNkulunkulu, the boss mangisebenza usuke ngekho, wena uwosuke khona. And izwi lakho lithi masisebenza sisebenzele ngathi sisebenzele iNkosi. Bengisebenza ngathi ngisebenzela wena, and I'm not going to allow ukuthi manje angivume lento ayikhulumayo. You know, after praying for 2 days, when I went back to work, he called me at the boardroom, wathi kimi, I made a mistake. Ngani? Ngoba uma usebenza, sebenza ngathi usebenzela iNkosi, noma ngabe bangakulento, but one day uNkulunkulu uzoveza obala umsebenzi esiwenzayo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sengivala 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20. It in the large house there were many articles, not only of gold and silver, but also of wood, clay, some of the noble purposes and some ignoble. And the Bible says, if a man cleanses himself from latter, he will be an instrument for the noble purpose. Manje ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukusebenzisa kufanele nawe kube khona into oyenzayo njengoba leli lizwi lithi endlini kaNkulunkulu kunezitsha zegolide neze silvere neze utshani neze ubumba. Kodwa ukuze ube yilesi sitsha uNkulunkulu asisebenzisayo kudingeka nawe kube khona into oyenzayo ukuthi uzihlenze. Ngani? Ngoba mina nawe angeke sifune ukuphakelwa esitsheni esingcolile or siphakela abantu ezitsheni ezingcolile. Kunjalo noNkulunkulu angeke afune ukuthi aphakele abantu akhe ngesitsha esiyimi nawe esingekho right. Manje uNkulunkulu asenze kahle ekuseni kwanamhlanje ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu sibizile for the good works njengoba lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu lapha ukuthi we are being so that a man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. May God richly bless us. uNkulunkulu asize. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word ukuthi konke okukhulumile Nkosi yami uzokwenza impilweni zethu uma sivuma ngegama lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazareth. Amen.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.